dithering and diminished, Katie Britt says debate proves so to response remarks about Biden. By Jeff Poore on June 29, 2024. Count Senator Katie Britt, RL, among those decrying President Joe Biden's performance at the CNN presidential debate on Thursday. Alabama's junior U.S. senator reacted to the Trump-Biden event during an interview that aired on Friday on Mobile Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5. She noted her remarks responding to Biden's State of the Union address earlier this year and said Biden's demeanor a night earlier proved her correct. "Well, I think we saw last night. It's certainly not him," she said. "And here's the deal, like let's rewind back to my State of the Union when my response to his State of the Union when I said he was a dithering and diminished leader and that our nation deserved better. Now you saw me get attacked from the left, I mean, explicitly about that comment. I think what we saw last night proved my remarks to be true. What makes me so sad for the American people, for our country, for our standing in the world, is not that Democrats think that that's what they need 4 more years of and that he's capable of even serving 4 more months, much less 4 years. It's what that moment meant for our nation. Like you think about this, Jeff, all of our adversaries are watching this," Britt continued. "You want to know why the world is on fire? Exhibit A, what we saw last night. The weakness projected by Joe Biden has invited aggression from every corner. It has invited migrants just plummeting over our border, obviously filled with terrorists, despite what he said last night. You look at the aggression that we're seeing in Europe. We have a war in Europe. We have just the Middle East turned upside down. And you've got Iran taking advantage of us in every corner. You have China, literally everything from stealing our intellectual property. Jeff, to just looking forward to other ways to diminish America's standing across the globe. And that is occurring because of what we saw last night. Do you think that that man is capable of being commander-in-chief? Absolutely not." She added, "There is no way he's going to sit across from Xi Jinping and be able to put America in a stronger position when coming to deal with China. There is no way he is going to be able to sit across from Vladimir Putin and find a way to end the war in Europe. I mean, there is no way that he can even create a vision for this nation and work forward to executing," which leads us to exactly your first question, who is pulling the strings? There is no doubt it is not him, but what we do know for a fact now is that there are power-hungry members of his family, of his staff and of the Democratic Party that love the power that they have been able to have under Joe Biden's administration because they are calling the shots and they don't want to let it go because if they did, if they wanted what was best for the nation, and if it would be that him stepping aside. And unfortunately, we see that they want to hold on to that power. They want to hold on to pulling the strings, and they want to hold on to making sure that we have the weakest commander-in-chief in our nation's history. And I think we saw it last night, and it was a disgrace for our country. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.